Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, my partner steps aside. And for those of you listening, as I will always say in this portion of any event, for those here, you all have free choice. No energy is going to push God to you. You got to ask for discernment. You've got to be willing to take the step. Free choice has always been this way. Free choice to discern or not to discern. And there are those who will do both in this audience. And there are those who will say, okay, I discerned and it's not real. You didn't discern. You decided. And it's different. This is so far removed from what some of you think is either appropriate or accurate or even possible that it may scramble the logic in your brain to consider what might be happening in this chair. Let me tell you what's happening in the chair, and it's been happening for 26 years in this chair. A chair, anyone that my partner sits in. His free will and his discernment has allowed a process of communication which is sacred. And he and his body and his process is no different than yours. The message has been clear from the masters who walked this planet, who performed miracle after miracle, that the miracles were possible because God is inside, not outside. And in you is the same essence of the creative source that my partner has as he speaks these words that I'm giving. He becomes a translator and not even aware of it. He's not here. This is a voice from the other side of the veil, and it is a voice from a benevolent source that loves you beyond measure. Listen to me. The idea that the creator of the universe would somehow be dysfunctional is very human. There are no wars in heaven, dear ones. That's very human. There are no fallen angels that fell from grace. That is very human. There is only the tremendous, incredible, splendorous love of God permeating the entire universe, landing here in your galaxy as everywhere else upon you, upon the earth, with arms wide open that says, find me, find me. Find that which is me inside you and walk a different life than you've ever walked before. This is the message of the masters. Without the encumbrance of rules and doctrine and judgment or the idea of horror or fear if you don't do the right thing. What parent here, would torture their children for an eternity if they did something wrong? What kind of love is that? And if it's so wrong for a human, how could you apply it to the creative source of the universe? But it's done over and over. And I'm here to tell you, dear ones, it's not that way. Free choice means you can do anything you want. Free choice means that there is a pathway for everyone. There should be. That there's a uniqueness here of every single soul. All of you here, everyone, even the drag-alongs, everyone has had a past life. A great many of you are old souls, and as you sit there, you know that intuitively. I said this the other day. If I ask you, don't you have an intuitive feeling that there is wisdom beyond your years? That there could be something else, a cumulative, a collective, a confluence of energy that is far beyond your years on the planet? And intuitively, most of you would say, yes, I do. And I will tell you that is because you are some of the originals, been here from the beginning, lifetime after lifetime, been there, done that, been both genders, accomplished so many things, and here you sit in a new energy with a collection of wisdom and experience that is amazing and awesome, ready to take this planet to a new level, old souls. That's the truth. But many who are old souls will never open the door to the possibility of what is going on right now called channeling. And there are many reasons for that. Perhaps we'll speak of some of those reasons even later tonight. And if you live your life and you never open the door, if you leave this room and completely think this is fake, I'll tell you the truth. We said it before, the same number of angels walk out with you who walk out with a healer or the channeler. They're always ready. We're always ready. If you should change your mind, if you should have a revelation, if you should ask a question that even begins to ask, are you real? Show me. It's an invitation, and we'll show you. That's free choice. And if you should leave this earth through death and never have found this truth that God is inside, and you return to the side where I am, your face will shine like the sun, and you'll have the same party everybody gets because your soul is eternal. And this is a test of the free choice. That's not a place of judgment. And that's the truth. What a system of benevolence and love, of beauty, that begs to be found. That's good enough for now. We'll be back. And so it is.